Exclusive: Former Freddie Mac employee arrested for alleged bomb threat against Trump appointee. By John Carney on March 27, 2025. A former technology employee of Freddie Mac was arrested Wednesday after allegedly making bomb threats targeting the mortgage finance giant's headquarters in McLean, Virginia, according to local authorities. The suspect, identified as Maria del Carmen Lopez Lozano, allegedly posted a series of alarming statements on social media on March 25, 2025. According to a person familiar with the matter, Lopez Lozano wrote that she was going to blow everything up in Freddie Mac right now so they know this is real and not fake. Give me a few more minutes and I will blow up this mother building at Freddie Mac so people know that this is real and not fake. Prior to the online threats, the 38-year-old Lopez Lozano had allegedly gone live on Facebook while driving past Freddie Mac's HQ1 building and then continued onto the company's campus, according to a person familiar with the matter. She later allegedly went live again, this time impersonating a senior Freddie Mac executive and falsely claiming that she had been rehired and promoted by U.S. Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte. Fairfax County Police arrested Lopez Lozano, charging her with making a bomb threat and trespassing. Lopez Lozano was released from custody on the morning of March 27, the Fairfax County Police said. According to a person familiar with the matter, she allegedly subsequently resumed making threats against Freddie Mac employees and Pulte during another Facebook live stream. Freddie Mac and the FHFA declined to comment. The FHFA is the regulator of Freddie Mac and has acted as its conservator since the company was rescued by the government during the financial crisis of 2008. It is unclear what prompted Lopez Lozano's threats, and police have not released additional information regarding her motives. Former Freddie Mac CEO Diana Reid recently left the company and members of the boards at Freddie Mac and sister company Fannie Mae were recently replaced. Some employees were recently placed on administrative leave while others have had their jobs eliminated, according to media reports. Federal Housing Director Bill Puddle has not commented publicly on the incident. Lopez Lozano could not be reached for comment.